All right, guys, hope you enjoy our new single called More, coming off of Project Oblivion. Now let's get on to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
A lot of people be making money off Michael Jackson. I knew you was going to be in this this game, Xander.
How's it going, guys? Welcome to The Hideout. My name is Jimmy. Joining me is the two co-hosts, Xander Blades and Shane Smith. What is up, sirs?
What's up, guys? How you doing? How's your family? How was your holidays? Was that nice?
Good evening, guys and girls. I think this is our second time back after the holidays, though.
Was that nice, though?
Well, we came back, I guess, on the first.
Yeah. So,
that doesn't count. It was still a holiday.
Yeah, this is what happens when I try to, like, you know, do a nice.
Anyway, we're going to be talking about 2023, the future of gaming, what we want to see, what we're excited for. We're also going to be talking about music and maybe some movies, but I don't really watch TV or movies, so that's on them too. But yeah,
Shane don't either. He be claiming that he want to watch a movie, then he'll go to sleep.
Hang on just a second, guys.
So, one thing I think me and Xander really want to see this year is more info on Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yeah.
Ever
since we got the trailer before, you know, 9-10 months ago, it's been a slow coming.
They can show some gameplay footage, you know, a little of the story, and give us a release date and not show us anything else. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, no, I don't need no rollout like we had for three.
Three
10 years from 2013 to freaking 2019. That was crazy. Every day a trailer came out, we're just showing you something else. I was like, y'all really didn't have to do that. Thanks for showing us the end of the game. Yeah, but
thanks for showing us fucking Monster Z was in there.
I was like, yo, what are y'all doing?
we already knew Frozen was going to be in there, so.
Yeah, but it's because after a while it became this thing where I think they were trying to big up the marketing off of that. Like, they're trying to boost marketing because everybody, YouTubers especially, were making videos of themselves crying at every single thing that came out. They're like, oh my God, it's it's like every single thing they released. And I get it. It's good marketing. It was. But I think after everything was said and done, a lot of us would have probably been a little bit more happy with getting, you know.
They showed Aqua. Yes. They showed Aqua with the yellow eyes.
Yeah.
And that right there, it was just like, no. That could have been an in-game surprise without you showing me that. And I could have been all conflicted thinking she got Norded, okay?
And that's what everybody thought initially. I was like, oh, but there is a fact that she could just, you know, be tainted by darkness because that shit happens too. And it was like, she's Norded.
I was watching this one guy. He was just like, he was watching the journey. He's like, huh, there's him. He's such a cute little pig. And he busts in the door as cuts over, and he's just like, Hoggle got Norded. He's like, bro, chill out. Chill out. No, Hoggle got Norded. All right, bro, that's cool. I want you to step on me. He's like, bro, just go on.
It's like, hey, man, you want to know. You are, it's like, God dang it. You're one of those people that give gamers a bad name. I don't want to hang out with you no more. Yeah, but definitely, I am hoping that whatever they pull out with this, just give us maybe a little bit of gameplay. Show us, maybe they show us another one. They can show us, like, what they're doing with the next graphical engine that they're going to use for, because I think they were saying that they weren't going to use the one they showed for Kingdom Hearts 4. It's going to be like a new
version. It's Unreal Engine 5, because what we saw was on the Unreal Engine 4.
Yeah. So maybe they can show us a trailer with that and give us a recent date and then just shut up. Or if you're going to release any more trailers, be as obscure as possible.
Like, what maybe game play is like this you guys are talking about?
We're talking about Kingdom Hearts 4.
Oh. One of the things y'all mentioned for the year that y'all want to see, or
we said we want to see more information on it because we know it ain't coming out this year. It'd probably be like
more information, but just don't spoil us like they did with the last game.
Yeah.
Well, we already know that the ongoing battle between Microsoft and Sony at the moment means that we already know that Final Fantasy 15 16 when it comes out this year is just going to be an exclusive. Right. Even the guy who The main producer of 16 said, no, it won't be going to any other consoles or to PC. It's just going to be a PlayStation exclusive. So if you want to play it so damn bad, go buy a
PlayStation. Is it going to be timed exclusive, though? Because, you know, Square be playing with that crap.
No. Sony done stated that because of the deal with Activision Microsoft has going on,
yeah,
that any other games like this...
They don't have a choice, dude.
No. Microsoft don't state it. Yeah, we're buying them, but we're not going to keep it to ourselves. We're going to put it on every other fucking console. We want money.
They're saying that because it goes against them if they say otherwise. They're only going to do as much of that as they have to. Because, look, these bastards in these courts are trying to keep them from even being able to buy it. And I've changed my mind. I've decided, I was literally made notes for this earlier. When we talk about this, I want you guys to know, I'm officially on Microsoft's side. It's time for Sony to die.
Whoa!
No.
Listen. I've decided that this year...
You say that now, and then like 10 years later when Call of Duty is the only thing people are playing again.
All I'm saying is it's Team Microsoft forever.
Oh, Lord.
I say
we don't choose sides here, dude. we choose the side of games.
I say full monopoly. Just like consume the whole market. They can buy. They go ahead and buy Square. They go Konami or whatever. They just go ahead and buy all these other options.
So the thing is, when Microsoft had Square doing a few games for them, they didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
When they were doing JRPGs, nobody cared. And they had some really damn good JRPGs initially.
It's not that Square. It's not that Microsoft didn't care. The gamers didn't. Yeah. It wasn't really until the Xbox One came out and.
Well, so be it.
Everybody was like, dude, where's the JRPGs? It's all shooters. And Microsoft was like, well, that's the only thing y'all wanted to play. You know,
we had Eternal Sonata. We had Tales of Vesperia.
There was the Lost Legacy. Lost Odyssey. And there was another one.
Well, I think Last Remnant. Wasn't that? Yeah, that was initially Xbox 360
exclusive. Yeah, and then when they remade it, it went everywhere but the Xbox. So
yeah, well, I guess if Square has to die and you know they just don't want to come back to Xbox and whatever.
Well, no.
Square ain't ever gonna die.
No. Square wants to put it all on all consoles. It's just they have an exclusive deal right now with Sony for Final Fantasy. It's just for Final Fantasy.
Well, speaking of Final Fantasy, I was hearing news that this one wasn't going to be as open world as 15. How do you feel about that? Because I just recently beat 15.
Good.
And I had to say that the open world aspect was probably the worst fucking part about that game.
Good. I don't want it to be open world. I hate to drive around in that fucking car.
Bruh. 80, over 80 hours, B. Over 80 hours spent. And this is after I done, like, pimped the car out and was able to do fast travel and everything. Hey, can you get these greens for me, man? Hey, can you go get this tree fig for me? Hey, it's me again. You
want to
do it again for me five more times?
I got so tired with the side quest, I just beelined it and beat the game like severely underleveled.
No, I would overlevel because I get it. On it, and I bet James, you can probably understand exactly why they did it too. Think Final Fantasy 13.
I know.
Think about how many people complain that, oh man, the game is too linear until you get to the butt end of it and it's like an open space.
Yeah.
I don't care about none of that shit. Like, I think that they did that in order to just kowtow the people that complained about 13. So in this one, they did reverse. It's like you have an entire 80, maybe 90 plus hour open world until you get to like chapter 9, then the game actually starts to get good. It's like the first 80, 90 hours of this tedious gathering stuff and just walking around doing bullcrap.
You know, spoiler, after Luna Freya dies, and she, you know, Noctis is just like,
bro, then the game start going hard then. Leviathan or whatever.
When you got to that fight, you're like, all right, let's go. Then after that, you see what happens to Ponto and Gladius and I can't think of the other guy's name.
Ignis.
Yeah, he goes blind. He got fucking blind, and probably, you know, Ponto can't shoot no more, and Gladius is all damaged to hell and back, and they're like,
yeah. And then you play the DLCs, it's even more sad. Like, you see Ignis is like, yo, Ignis' DLC went hard as a mug, bro. That bitch went, it was like playing like a cooler version of Assassin's Creed or something. But yeah, they all have like their own little DLCs and it kind of expands their stories and stuff, which is pretty good. I didn't play the villains DLC, but yeah, I mean, to get off the fucking kilter. But yeah, it was good. It was a good game, but I felt like they have a little bit more interest and they have a little bit more focus, and not being so torn apart like trying to make an open world game. I think it'd be better off. I think they said it's going to be more like classic Final Fantasy, where you know there's big open sections, but they won't be like, you know, just all over the place. So here's hoping that works out. Because I ain't got no damn interest in playing it if it's like 15. I want my fucking life back.
Yeah, you always hear a lot about those games. I don't remember the last time I played a Final Fantasy game. I played 7 because I downloaded it and I played like for 15 minutes. Like I did like a little bit of walking. This was like when I first got Xbox Live or Game Pass, I downloaded it and I was like, oh my God. And it, obviously the old one. And yeah, I was good. I was like, I'm okay. I think
dude,
I'm
this not is why he loves Microsoft so much.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the same breath though, I know that like those games. Oh shit. I know that those games.
We football.
Sorry, I don't know what happened or why this is actually playing audio. Can y'all still hear that?
No.
I can.
That's crazy.
I can't mute it though.
Doesn't
matter. Sorry.
This is awkward.
I do know one game that I am slightly excited for. Okay. I'm going to play it regardless, but that is Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
There was a game that I heard Alex talking about not too long ago that they're coming out with a set with Greedfall.
Well, I'll beat that, all right.
Yeah?
Oh, well, they're all coming out with a prequel to the first game.
Yeah?
It's kind of like, I don't care. Like, I don't think it derives a fucking prequel, but...
I overheard somebody talking on one of these little lists for games of the coming
year. It was legit probably just me because I started playing it and I finally beat it. And it was good. Kind of reminded me of old school Bioware games.
Yeah. You were definitely the person who told me about it. But when I heard that they were coming out with a second one, I was like, oh shit, I got to tell Alex, but I guess you would know already.
I didn't even look at the trailer for it. I just knew people were saying, this is the second one coming. I'm like, all right, great.
Speaking of Bioware, are you ready for the new Dragon Age?
No. I put them in the same space as Ubisoft and whatever else. Like I'm finished with them.
Come on, you know if they revive Mass Effect with what's his fucking name? You'll play it.
I thought about playing it all. They had the other one up for like the legendary edition up for free.
That's
like,
took a
hard breath and I played half a second and I deleted it from the fucking system.
Is this okay. Dead Space?
No, well, Dead Space remake is coming out.
Yeah, I thought that for some reason. What game did these same people who make Dragon Age make?
Mass Effect.
That's what y'all just said, but I couldn't remember which one it was.
Yeah, it's EA. I never played EA did Dead Space as well.
Yeah,
I never did.
Don't fuck it up.
I never played Mass Effect.
I think I let Steve borrow it once.
Yeah, I know the first one came out a long ass time ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like it will. For the Dragon Age thing, I don't know, dude. Like, I didn't play Inquisition. I think, in my opinion, I feel like Dragon Age Origins should have been a one and done. Like, Bioware, in my opinion, has lost their ability to interconnect their stories. They're fairly good at just making one offs now, in my opinion, but yeah. Dragon Age is whatever.
Not speaking exclusively for the death of Xbox, or excuse me, the death of PlayStation, but what do you guys think that PlayStation is going to be able to do this year to kind of compete with something like Game Pass? I mean, I see that they're doing stuff like their VR, which has apparently got high hopes, a lot of promises.
I mean,
they already have
PlayStation Plus. I've been on so far, it's good.
I mean, PlayStation already has their tier like Game Pass going on and.
I mean, it's not.
I don't imagine it's doing as well as Game Pass is.
It's doing pretty well. It ain't doing the numbers like Game Pass, but that's just because Well, a lot of the games they do give away for their PlayStation Plus games are usually you can just download them for free. So people just turn around and be like, all right, cool, just get it for free with our regular PlayStation. If they want to play something, they can upgrade, which some yeah. people do, some people don't. That's like all their exclusives you can upgrade to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I ended up upgrading to like Extra, and there's a shit ton of games on it that you can play now.
Yeah, I have Final Fantasy VII downloaded, the remake. I just haven't played it yet.
Do they have like all the sports games and stuff?
Most of them, yeah.
Oh, shit, do they have? Game Pass doesn't have Call of Duty and stuff. Do they have Call of Duty on there?
Yep.
Damn, see, that's lit. That's like a whole different.
You're such a cat. Look at him now. He's like, well, they got Call of Duty and they got shit.
I'm not thinking about necessarily for my interest. I'm just saying, like, the people, you know, that are spending money on this shit all the time. I'm not going to go get a PlayStation so I can get that. But I mean, Call of Duty is obviously, as we joke around all about all the time, a pretty big franchise. So they don't have it on Xbox.
It is maybe five in top five of the games. I think Apex and PUBG and all that shit is still running it.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I'm fairly certain that Modern Warfare 2 gave them some numbers though, because I mean that's Modern Warfare.
It's just a good catalog to have, in general. Like,
if Microsoft is able to get their hands on it, it'll be going to Game Pass.
They said for like a year they were going to leave it on Call of Duty. Leave it on PlayStation, and then.
They're particularly more invested, I think, in Bethesda. And Activision and Blizzard.
And it's also a long game. You know, I mean, like, they're playing the long game. These are big time investments for many years down the future. Like, they don't plan on getting rid of any of these properties anytime soon, which, well, I mean, who would if you're spending that kind of money? But,
well, what a lot of people don't understand is Microsoft actually was helping them out with the money issues, because they had a lot of bad accusations come out and they had to start paying people out.
Yeah.
So,
man, milk them dry, and them motherfuckers probably work for Microsoft now. The people who sued them probably work for Microsoft.
A lot of them dudes, like some of them dudes had to, especially when you talk about Activision Blizzard, a lot of those dudes had to like take payouts. They just left. They got big payouts and they got the hell out. That's what happened.
Which is still kind of even more double screwed up.
No, yeah, it's screwed up, but I mean, it is what it is.
Well, where'd they get paid out for? Like, what were the accusations?
Abuse. Work. So there was workplace abuse.
This was at Sony.
No, this is at Activision.
Blizzard.
Okay, yes, we have talked about this. I'm sorry.
Workplace abuse, and there was sexual abuse against the females, and the sexual harassment. And this,
I'm thinking
stuff like
you guys
that.
Are saying like this is happening over at PlayStation. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what do they have? Like an office?
I
was surprisingly,
they ain't nothing yet. At least, I heard it was a wild stuff going on during like the Kingdom Hearts 3 development. They said it like a dude got sexually harassed, but no one gives a fuck about that.
I heard that. I was hearing, or I say hearing, I was reading on how Nintendo, the U.S. Offices of Nintendo and people who are over Nintendo in the U.S. had some pretty shaky business practices.
So far, the worst is Blizzard Activision, and I think Ubisoft also got in a little bit of trouble. But it's mostly like, Ubisoft is mostly just casual sexism. And when I say casual sexism, I mean like fairly, like the good old school sexism. Like, oh, you know, no one gives a damn about females in games, that kind of crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Blizzard and Activision, they were getting in trouble for like leading some woman to kill herself because they were.
Yeah.
Just
I remember
a
that.
Lot of fucked up shit.
I'm pretty sure I was shocked the first time you told me, but for some reason right now, it doesn't seem very far-fetched at all.
They had this thing where they made, when they would go around the room and like hit on all the women. A lot.
Did Andrew Tate work there?
Probably. I mean, it was fairly ridiculous crap. It was bad. Like, I was hearing some stuff about how they were giving, they said a lot of the guys would just sit around and play video games while they made some of the women work in code. But when it came time to like actually, you know, get rewards and get money and, you know, for all the work they
it was a buddy system. Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. Like, them dudes is living like it's mad, man. Like, it's 1953. Yeah. They're living the good old-fashioned American dream.
Oh, my God. The good old-fashioned American dream.
That's what it's about. It's
so Microsoft's trying to save them and help them out.
And I think with Bethesda, the main thing with them is that people always just complain about them using the same flipping system, the same graphic system for every damn game. And so people are hoping that with a Starfield or Star, whatever.
Is Starfield's going to be using the same old engine. They said that.
It's going to be using the same old engine. What's the point in them getting the Microsoft money?
For future developments of games.
Oh, okay. So they're like, we ain't going to use it now, but we'll use it later.
Well, it's because, I don't know. I think Todd said that they were going to be using the same engine because he said if they were to stop and use the Microsoft engine. Yeah, it's because they were to use the Microsoft engine, the game would be delayed for another 30, 40 years.
What the fuck? God damn. Whoa.
It's Bethesda, man. It's Bethesda. That's the only thing I got to say.
Like, I know we're a lying ass bastard now. Come on, 33.
Like the fans can get out there and mod something for them.
Yeah.
And make it look 10 times better using the same engine and everything like that. So,
but you know, that shit be going on. Ty be on some bullshit. But yeah, so they basically Bethesda's Bethesda and Activision and Blizzard are both relying on like Microsoft money right now to kind of help them through. And see, basically, this is Microsoft playing the long game. Because it's like they can take these, I don't want to say, you know, downcast and shamed developers, but I guess well, you kind of can say that. But they're trying to like bring it back to, former glory. So I think that's what people's hoping for.
Yeah.
I heard some crap happen with Ubisoft lately where apparently a lot of the games that they had lined up, they're not going to be able to bring some of those out.
Yeah, Skull and Bones got delayed again and everybody's pissed.
Jesus Christ, when did it get announced that it got delayed again?
The game got announced.
It's supposed. I literally just watched the video earlier this morning that was saying that it was supposed to come out this year.
And but, it was this week or sometime last week they announced it.
I was about to say, it also could, just because it got delayed doesn't mean it got delayed out of the year. That, you know, it could have been delayed like to December just so they can tell you that it's delayed until summer, just like they do with Grand Theft Autos every time they come out. And other games, a lot of AAA games are like that. They'll just be like, "Yeah, we're coming out in fucking summer,"
and then they 12 years later, we did.
Yeah, they come out to tell you, "See, we told you we'd come out in summer." It's like, "Yeah, but 3 years after you said you were coming out."
I do know. I'm looking forward to playing the RE4 remake.
Yeah, RE4 remake. Anything that's Silent Hill related, I'm looking forward to that too.
Gotta buy a PS5 probably.
So. I mean, for the sake of reflection, I mean, Elden Ring was the biggest game like ever last year.
Yep, and it's supposed to have DLC drop this year, and they're saying that the DLC could be GOT again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. I heard that they're actually coming out with a paid expansion for Cyberpunk, and they like people are actually going to pay for it. Is that true?
I don't know. CD Projekt Red has done fix the game and apologize, and the game is very playable now, and the people are going back to playing it because of the anime that recently came out on Netflix.
And so, I imagine anybody who's kind of stuck in there was like, hell with it, we're going to play it and enjoy it. And then they did play it and enjoy it whenever, after all the bullshit. Yeah, they're probably willing to see
They kind of ignored it. They were like, yeah, well, I don't have any fucking problems, so it works for me.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess there probably were a lot of people who were straight. And then,
it's one of those things where it's like memes have the tendency to over exaggerate a lot of crap. Because I mean, I'm fairly sure you seen maybe one of the memes that was showing the game with like PS2 graphics.
Yeah,
it was rough, but they showed that and a few other bad things that kind of showed up. But for the most part, I don't think it was that bad. It's just like we discussed before, the hype for it was way more than what you got.
No one's ever gonna forget it, but I think that it seems as if people will forgive them. And if the expansion,
the Witcher upgrade that they just released is probably gonna make people forgive it off the back anyway.
Yeah,
I was talking about that. It's
not like this company doesn't have another property that's renowned.
I don't think people are forgiving Netflix and DC Comics now what they did to Henry.
Oh my God.
Oh, and Lord.
Yeah. People are mad at DC and James Gunn for like a whole different reason. He's just
man,
like
yo, I heard Ezra's still gonna be the Flash.
Dude, hey, this
I heard
dude,
he done fired everybody else, but Ezra, what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, this dude's on his Kanye shit. I don't know. Yeah, not really.
People were saying some stuff like, yo, they just got James Gunn went to DC just to sabotage it.
Yeah, like he's gonna come back and be like, ta-da, Guardians of the Galaxy 6.
And I was like, all right.
I mean, yeah. he did the second Suicide Squad movie, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was way better.
I mean, I don't think he's going to sabotage it. I think he's just trying to get people out there so he can have his vision.
Yeah, which is fair. I mean,
yeah, but to be smart, he needs to go ahead and get rid of Ezra. Because, I mean, everybody, that's well, the main it, person it, people it, are bitching
it,
about.
It won't matter because he's about to be in jail.
Ah, okay. He's like, when you get out of jail, Ezra.
It looks like he cares about him because he's a young hurting boy, like he's gonna give him a career. But he knows good damn well that Ezra's boy's going to prison for like 120 years or something.
Ezra's not a boy, remember?
I didn't know that. I'm sorry, but they?
No, yeah, they. Just they. Yeah.
Well, they are fucked. So.
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah. I have no clue what that man is going to end up doing because that has to suck for Henry. Like, Henry straight up got rid of The Witcher because he got sick of arguing with the dumbasses who are the producers and stuff.
Which is
and
crazy.
He's like, I'm going to be Superman again. I remember I went to see Black Adam just to see that happen. Yeah, he's back. He's back.
I don't even think that man gives a fuck, bro.
No, he does. He does.
He does.
He's
a major nerd, dude. Pretty much anything that he works on that has to do with nerd culture, he gets
serious.
I'm
sure he's probably like upset, but I'm saying in a good way, he don't give a fuck. You know how cool?
I heard he's going to do like, I don't know, Warhammer. Or something.
Yeah. Like, he's like, great, I get to go do something I like.
He gets to do something that he has full control over.
Right, and that's what I was going to say. It's not that he doesn't like the other stuff. It's like he's such a badass that he's basically like, well, I'm going to be disruptive and be like, fuck you guys. I don't want to do this anymore because you're not staying true to the code or staying true to the word of the story or the, you know, the games or whatever with The Witcher. Isn't that what happened? Supposedly it was like his idea.
Man, yeah, I think recently. But
are y'all Henry haters?
No, I mean, he seems like a cool dude.
Yeah,
I think like last month or something, somebody came out and showed Twitter leaks and of him having a conversation, or somebody came out complaining about what he was doing, and they were trying to make him seem like he was such a terrible dude.
Yeah,
when in all honesty, the person kind of made themselves look dumb because basically it was just that, oh well, he was hard to work with because he wanted us to follow the book and he wanted us to follow the games. And he just kind of, you know, he kept like doing things with the character that we didn't want him to do and stuff.
That's a meme right there.
Yeah, it is. Like, it really was a meme.
Of course. Like,
so he wants you to actually do right by the characters. And that's what happened. They said like in season one, he had a lot of control over it. In season two, they were trying to take control from him. In season three, he just said, screw it.
Now, what did they think?
What are bumping heads with you?
What did they think the fans wanted? Oh, I forgot.
They don't care.
I forgot Suits don't care.
Yeah, because the prequel they did for The Witcher on Netflix failed epically. Nobody liked it. They all went to Twitter and voiced their opinions on it.
The hell wrote the show?
Probably the same people that did She-Hulk. No, I'm joking. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I just know I haven't seen season two yet. Season one was all right.
I never watched the show, but I also never played the game.
I waited to see what would happen. And now that I saw that happen, I'm like, all right, well.
Yeah. I don't want to go see Miley Cyrus's ex-husband get up there and pretend to be The Witcher.
Yeah.
Now, that's not even Geraldo, whatever his
name. At this point, yeah. I don't even know they're going to actually.
I thought it was Liam Nielsen who was doing it.
No, his name is Liam Hemsworth.
That's who it is. Yeah. Okay.
That'd be crazy with Liam Neeson. I might actually watch that.
You say Liam Neeson?
Where's my daughter? Like, what?
Yeah. That's Qui-Gon Jinn, bro.
Yeah, well, let's take it. Yeah, but I mean, it'd be interesting to see what James Gunn does with everything, because I think he's just been trying to move away from the Snyderverse, but the Snyderverse is actually good, I think, in Snyder's hands, but DC's all over the place.
Not Josh Whedon's hands, nope.
Hell, it didn't know what it was trying
didn't
to
they, do. Didn't they try to get James Gunn for like joking about molesting kids or something?
Yeah. He did. He got counseled for a while.
He said, I don't know that that's even what it was, but I know he's cracking some inappropriate jokes about kids on
Twitter. No, it wasn't inappropriate jokes. It was just kind of like he had an entire aesthetic wardrobe where they pretended to be like, I don't know, like kid did lose or something. And it was a joke, and it was probably like 10, 15 years ago. Somebody found it. But see, this was because James Gunn has the tendency to lean left. Somebody from the right pulled his car, and they were like, look, this is what, you can't talk about us anymore. Look at this. And like, you got to cancel him. Cancel him because you're always trying to cancel us. So they kind of canceled him for a while.
Right.
And then that's when he went over to DC, and then they're like, all right, we'll give you Guardians of the Galaxy just so you can finish it off. It was a very childish thing. I was like, if the dude can write and direct, I don't care.
Man, this whole
time, as long as he's not actually diddling kids.
Yeah. yeah, seriously. Which, you know, it doesn't help that he's
like, that's what ruined Jeepers Creepers, apparently.
Really? Like,
they remade that. And that was trash.
Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah.
They didn't remake it, did they?
They did.
They did.
Oh, no. That sucks.
They didn't continue it because the director was for real about that boy life.
They also tried to redo the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it was bad.
Yeah. I think it was on Netflix. I had no interest in watching it. I saw somebody talk about it, though. It's like they tried to do the legacy thing when they brought back the character from the original one. And I don't know. Like, man.
Did Spider-Man come out this year?
Last year.
Yeah.
That was about the only thing that did well.
I was about to say, that was a great movie. That's the only movie I saw in theaters, though. So,
I mean, it was great because of nostalgia, mostly, right?
And that's kind of what...
Toby's back!
That's the only reason we were there. I didn't watch either of those.
For the hipster kids, Andrew's back!
Yeah, get a little bit of everything.
And for the women that just went and saw Tom Holland.
Yeah.
The thing is, that movie made Tom Holland Spider-Man good, for once. I was like, thank God he's not a bumbling... tweak him an idiot anymore.
Dang, like, that's
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he only took his auntie dying in his arms.
He's like a fake loser. I don't know how to explain it. He's a
quirky nerd.
It's like he's faking it. Like, I'm not saying that he's a bad actor.
It's like I have so much anxiety and I'm tweaking all the time about everything. But I know why they did that. Oh my God. I know why they did that. It was because they had to, because Andrew's nerd was not a nerd.
Yeah.
So he was an outcast, cool, attractive outcast that got women. But anyway, we ain't about to go off and all that.
Yeah, he lives in Lower Manhattan.
He was skateboarding.
I'm like, yeah, so Machine Gun Kelly. No, check.
Yeah, he was Machine Gun Kelly.
He was not.
Yeah, but well, I mean, they did have I would say a few good horror films. I know a lot of people weren't too happy with the Halloween Ends movie, but I liked it. I liked it as a close. I like the new Scream movie.
That's it.
And that was about it. All the other films I fucking hated.
Let me just pull up a list right quick.
Do any of you guys care about the fact that about the GTA leaks? Like, do we think that anything else is going to come out about GTA this year?
I doubt it. What I thought was funny is that even off of the leaks themselves, people were finding that it was going to push gaming into a whole new direction.
Yeah.
Like, people were looking at the leaks and being like, oh my God.
Jesus Christ. You can just give us this and we'll be satisfied.
I said, dog, Rockstar is.
Man, I bet you there's people all over the fucking industry studying those leaks still. And it was so funny. Like, I was noticing this a couple of weeks ago. I was listening to a lot of stuff about video games around that time, and everybody was talking about the leaks. And then within the next few weeks, they're like, oh, some kid released it. Oh, it's like all these great stories about it. It was like,
it's the same boy who was on the Game Awards, Martin or whatever.
Rockstar hadn't said shit in like years. Oh, here's a new update for fucking GTA Online. Here's a new update for GTA. Here's Red Dead Redemption. Here's Red Dead Redemption Online. Here's a new GTA update. That's all they've done for like the past.
Well, I mean, all they had to do for a good minute was release Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, but that's like, fair. People, we were totally
when it that. Came out. When it came out, it kind of it did the open world thing too much. Like people got frustrated with it.
Well, there was some people. There wasn't enough to do. Once you beat the game, there wasn't enough to do. And don't get me wrong, that's cool and all, but in the same, because the game is beautiful, it's awesome, it's aesthetically pleasing, but like they never gave like an expansion. They did the online thing, but apparently that got played out as fuck real quick. I never even played online because I was very uninterested. Like I could play Grand Theft Auto online. I could drive a car and shoot guns that are actually capable of
fucking. Red Dead Redemption's always been more of a single player game.
Right. And it was fun. I enjoyed everything about the game, but it's like, I mean, that was it. Like, if I'm going to play online or play any type of real deal excitement, I'm going to go play GTA. But like, I'm going to play a different game. I'm just saying, out of those two, if that's all you have, I'm probably going to go play GTA then, because, you know, this horse is kind of fucking slow.
All right. Well, speaking of some newer the games, some games that are coming out this month that, I have slight interest in would be the Persona 3 Portable, because that was only on what's the name of that fucking
PS Vita.
Yeah, PSP.
Oh wow!
Dead Space does come out at the end of this month.
When they show me 3, then I might come back.
And then.
Our Callisto Protocol was like up there. Some people really liked it. Some people really hated it.
Forspoken comes out at the end of the month as well.
That looks like Final Fantasy 15 with magic.
And then Shane will probably be playing Age of Empires.
I probably won't.
He got mad at me when I said he ain't rocking them games like that.
I was going to say, I
he's like, you're an idiot. I said, oh, okay.
I got that Civ 6 is on my... I did not call you an idiot.
He put on a different pair of glasses.
No, like, Jesus.
He was like, you're trite. You are a trite, young man.
Get out of my home.
So we
threw a biscuit at me. He threw a tea biscuit in my face.
So we know next month you'll also be playing Hogwarts Legacy.
Man.
The more I hear about it, the more it actually looks pretty good.
Listen, the more I hear that the Norbs online don't like it.
Don't do that. Waste money just to be like, F you, progressive.
I'm going to start streaming on Twitch and on motherfucking, like just giving out my Zoom code.
The only person who did that, though. Apparently, they said the a lot of people want to play it now. Like the pre-orders for it shot up.
First, the social engineering worked on that one. They're like, yeah, just keep talking trash, you little weirdos. Like, watch what's going to happen. They're like, we're going to get these motherfuckers.
No, J.K. Rowling was going even harder about like the whole turf thing. She's like, yeah, whatever.
A bunch of dorks that don't play fucking video games probably got on there and were like, yeah, this fucking boycott this game. And all the dudes that would never be playing that game the first time, you know what? Fuck it. I might actually go and buy this damn Harry Potter game, because it kind of looks cool despite the fact that it's Harry Potter.
I saw somebody, I think they were testing it out on their PC, and they were doing that was it like Abracadabra or something? Is that attack that the snake man was the Voldemort? Snake. Is that the attack that did the kill spell?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, yeah, they were using it on the PC and they turned it up to the highest level and they were like one shotting everybody.
Yo. That's crazy.
So we're gonna move to February. That's Hogwarts. Atomic Heart, Wild Hearts.
Ooh, I wanna play. Yeah, I wanna play Atomic Heart.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it, but it looks cool.
I do know I will be picking up Like a Dragon Ishin, because I do like the Yakuza games. The biggest,
I still gotta get some time on that. I know a lot of it's on PlayStation Plus.
I know a lot of people will be picking up Horizon Call of the Mountain. I know the Sons of the Forest got pushed back.
Yeah, because I was hearing about that 2-3 years ago. This is the reason why I got the first Forest.
Pretty good. I liked it. Then we're gonna move on to March. I do want to play Wulong Fallen Dynasty.
Oh yeah, fun. Is that the one? Was like a basically, it looks like Mucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a stick and every pretty much Journey to the West or whatever.
Yeah, and then I know the PC players will be picking up the Last of Us Part One, which I heard was
decent. More or less the same.
Yeah.
What about that TV show?
I heard the TV show's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
The Fatal Frame, Mask of the Lunar comes out. Skull, we know Skull and Bones got pushed back. Then we do have the new Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
I just started playing Fallen Order. This is pretty good.
I was about to say underwhelming game.
Shane has a lot to say about it.
The second one does look pretty cool, though. I'm not going to lie. I thought the second one was out already, though.
We do know Resident Evil 4 is coming out also in March. System Shock remake is also coming.
Jimmy, do you know if that is going to be on Xbox? The RE4?
RE4 is PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Windows, PC, Xbox.
Boom. Nice.
In April, we have Meet Your Maker, Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection.
Whoa.
Dead Island 2.
Finally.
Let's go. It's like Duke Nukem, the Duke Nukem fallacy.
May, oh, damn. May, we probably have two Game of the Year contenders dropping. Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Not coming, dude.
And no then Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
That looks like it'll be cool. But
it looks like it'd be cool, but you want to know what else looked like it was going to be cool?
Arkham Knights or whatever?
Yeah.
So yeah, and June, apparently it's got the same people.
So
no, it's not.
Rocksteady's making kill it. So.
Oh, maybe not. I'm tripping.
So in June, we have Street Fighter VI.
Tim just comes in. Listen, motherfuckers.
Oh, boy.
Diablo 4.
Yeah,
I'm checking for it. I probably won't buy it when it comes out.
Crafty's checking for it.
You know it too. And then Final Fantasy 16. In August, they will finally release Baldur's Gate. You know, they'll take it out of
I've been hearing about early access. Isn't Larian Studios doing that one now? The same people that did
I have it.
Game I'm always
I have about. I have Baldur's Gate 3 on my PC. I got early access to it. I don't know who exactly is doing it. I didn't pay attention to developers. It's fun, but it's also just like if you go the route of the hero, you die. Go the route of the villain, you die. So it's just like.
Oh, so there's not a lot of space for actual story progression or
character. Oh, there is just. You gotta go through this open world to fucking figure it out instead of just trying to like take a path. So we know that between January and March, these games don't have a release date, but we know they're supposed to be coming. AWE Fight Forever, Killer Clowns from Outer Space,
the latest type of game in that genre.
Tortuga, A Pirate's Tale.
Any word on Alan Wake 2?
No.
I heard that something about that game was coming.
They just made like a trailer for it.
I was about to say I've never even actually played that game, the first one, but I've heard a lot about it. I just don't even know what kind of game it is. Just heard it mentioned.
You liked the Max Payne games, right?
Yes.
About the same people.
Okay, same kind of game, really? Like mechanics or whatever?
No,
not really.
Okay, so we know April through June, we know Shane's going to be playing EA Sports PGA Tour.
Probably not this year. I might, who knows?
They have EA Sports FC coming, F1 23, Madden 24, NBA 2K24.
And they're dropping everything in one month.
Nah, it's just spread throughout the year.
Oh, I got you.
We do know that sometime in December, between October and December, we do know Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is coming.
Whoa.
Is that the next chapter?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's two.
That's awesome.
It's two, right? We do know that we do know there'll be another Forza Motorsport coming. We do know they have announced Hollow Knight's Silk Song. We do know Layers of Fear is finally going to make the jump. I'm sorry, the reboot of Layers of Fear is coming. Redfall, which is a Blizzard game, is coming.
That game looks
not
fun.
Blizzard, Bethesda.
I was about to say, they doing something different.
But Redfall, that's only going to go to the Xbox and PC. And we know around mid-year, ain't really nothing interesting besides.
Listen, I got one that like I mentioned before that I wanted to play when we were talking a while back. But I just can't remember the name. Something Ronin, I believe. I'm trying to look up. It's like
I know what you're talking about.
Japanese Assassin's Creed game. That's, it just sounds insulting to say that.
Some kind of, yeah, it was one of the trailers that they show Ronin something.
Yeah, so yeah. We know these games are supposed to be expected in 2023. After the Fall, Alan Wake 2, Aliens Dark Descent, Ark 2, Armored Core 6, because that just got announced for this year, Assassin's Creed Mirage, Atlas Fallens, Black Myth, Blood Bowl, Blue Protocol, Crash Team Rumble, Disney Dreamlight Valley, Disney Speedstorm, Dungeons 2, I'm joking, Dungeons 4, Everywhere, Everspace, Flintlock, Jurassic World Aftermath, Like a Dragon, Gaiden, Lollipop Chainsaw Remake, Lords of the Fallen, Metal Slug, Meat of the Hollower.
Hold on, what kind of Metal Slug is coming out?
Tactics.
Another one.
Mortal Kombat Onslaught for the Android and iOS. Moving out to Party Animals, Payday 3, Pikmin 4, Remnant 2, Replay, Sea of Stars.
Pikmin 4 is going to be impressive for people. Some people.
Maybe. It might suck.
Slitherhead's supposed to be coming, which is made by Konami. SpongeBob SquarePants, The Cosmic Shake.
What?
I don't know. Star Wars Hunters.
That's going to be sick.
Sudoken 1 and 2 HD Remasters. Super Bomberman R. The Dark Pictures Switchback VR. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre apparently has a game coming.
I'm so tired of these. I don't even play any of them.
Though. That's fine. It's good. I don't know if it's going to be one of those games, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of those.
It's going to be a survival. One bad guy and...
You can play him now.
Yeah.
The Wolf Among Us 2.
Yes. God.
Warhammer. Warhammer 40,000 Space Marines 2. And then we'll all know Shane will be playing WWE 2K23.
If it ain't got Conor McGregor, I don't want it.
What? Well, you can probably have Conor McGregor in there.
You could probably make him in the game.
Yeah, there you go. I'm just trolling anyway. John Jones is coming back, so.
Yeah, that's
everything just, that's been announced. Slight yesterday.
No, I don't believe it.
Fair enough.
Logan Paul's coming back.
Any games? Well, I guess you guys have mentioned a few that y'all are looking forward to, but I'm looking forward to that Ronin game, which I didn't hear get mentioned. But that they just announced also, like right when that game got announced, Ubisoft or whoever it is it Ubisoft that does Assassin's Creed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they announced that they have a Japanese Assassin's Creed game coming out as well.
I don't know if that's gonna be happening now.
I mean, we'll see what happens. I hope Assassin's Creed doesn't bully this other developer, whoever it is, out of the market, because that game looks fun.
And the one thing I gotta say is, can't nobody make a good, especially a good, you know, Westerner or UK developer can't really make a good Japanese-based game unless it's Sucker Punch.
That is true. Sucker Punch did that shit. I still had to go ahead and fucking play that damn
game. I thought about downloading it, but I was like, I don't know if I want to play it yet.
Yeah, that seems like something I need to put some good time into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same reason why I don't want to play FF Remake right now.
Yeah, that's
like, true. I want to like really get deep off into the game.
I watched T-Frost play some of it, and I was like, man.
Which game is this?
Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, yeah. Who made that game?
Sucker Punch.
Same people that made Infamous.
Okay, yeah, I remember it was a pretty popular game when it came out. It had a little bit of longevity, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about it for a long time. I mean, it could have been, you know, that was in 2020, right? Or 2021? Yeah. Because, I mean, I think it was it not game of the year for a lot of platforms?
It was only on PlayStation, so yeah. That was like their game of the year.
Yeah. That makes sense why I never even thought about playing it or why I never got on Game Pass. I always thought it looked cool, though.
Well,
I just didn't know how hard it was.
You could play Microsoft or letting Sucker Punch go.
Yeah. now.
Sucker Punch was originally a Microsoft studio, but they made Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sunset Overdrive flopped really bad, so Microsoft let them go.
Sunset Overdrive looked cool. I never played it, but
it was the times, dude. Like, it would have probably been cooler now if it was released now, because it was actually a pretty good game. It's just that people didn't give a fuck about that type of game.
I bet they wish that they would have held on to it for like 3 or 4 more years and then released it on like the marketplace, like if indie games and shit. They probably would have made so much more money. People would have thought it was cooler. They could have had a little more freedom, probably.
Well, I mean, it was a niche.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say a niche, but especially towards casual or the main gaming market at the time.
Right.
A lot of people look back at it and they were like, Jet Set Overdrive or whatever. That's what a lot of people thought of.
Yeah.
I do hope that the Coalition does come out and say, hey, here's a trailer for Gears 6 in release date this year.
I feel like it's going to happen.
I feel like it is going to happen too.
Do you think Gears is going to come out this year?
No, I think it'll come out next year. I think they'll announce it this year.
It'll take some shit. What about maybe 2-3 years in between?
Well, I mean, it takes them like 4 to 5 years. Realistically, we know when you played for back when it was like 2015.
It was like 2016, 2017.
Yeah, and then we played in 2020? Yeah. Gears 5, so yeah.
Damn.
So.
I wish that I actually had the audacity to go play through the Gears games again, but
you're good.
I only played the first two. And I don't even know if I ever beat the second one. Like, I don't even remember the plot line for either one of those games.
It's fairly simple until you get to 3. And you start asking questions. Then you get to 4. Then you start feeling like a little bit of validation. Then you get to 5. And the validation is 1 because you know that you're right.
Yeah, I can't believe
you're talking about me.
I was gonna say, I can't believe you just tried to convince me that it's simple. It's like
it is quite simple. Like the first 3 games is mostly just about the war. You don't really get off into like the crazy lore and what the locusts are and what the locusts represent until you get off into like the newest trilogy.
Yeah, like
which in my opinion is how a lot of stories should be written.
Yeah, like in 4, you start learning more about the locusts, and then 5, it really hits home.
It was like me and James the whole time. I'm like, yo, why is the locust queen look like she's human? It doesn't matter. The war is over. I'm like,
oh. Yeah.
Dude, I remember you sitting there like, what the fuck's going on through the cutscenes? And then that one fucking decision fucked us up for a minute. We're like, all right, we reloaded the game back and said, all right, let's change our decision.
Yeah, that was a long night. We had to reload it and then we had to do a fight over. I was like, I was like, do it, James, do it.
Like Gears of War.
Yeah, Gears of War had a choice. Gears of War 5 had a choice at the end of it. You can either spoil the warnings. You can either kill JD, who is Marcus's son, or you can either let his friend get killed off.
Yeah, Dale. Oh, I was like, fuck JD. He's an asshole right now.
Yeah, we hated him for like, because in 4, he was all right. But then at the beginning of 5, he was kind of a prick. But then towards the end of 5, he won us back over. But I was like, story wise, doesn't it seem like he died because he was being a prick? But then again, I don't know. Maybe they'll make him feel bad about it. Oh, damn.
And then we're just like, you know what? It might drive fucking Marcus to doing something stupid. So let's not kill JD.
Oh, you are, bro. They're going to kill Marcus. Ain't no way Marcus is going to make it all the way through the trilogy. I would be shocked. Remember, I was shocked that he made it through 5.
Right? I mean, me too.
It's such a thing for people these days who want to kill off like the original legacy characters and stuff.
Hey, I'm waiting survived. On him
to be like Don had a son. That's all I need to say. Like, Dom has, like, a... Does he have a son?
No, because when his wife got taken, she was pregnant.
Bro, all they gotta do is say that the kid made it. Or say that the kid became, like, a half locust or something.
What if Kat is, you know, Don's daughter? Yeah, something like that. Daughter or something. Mm. Or related.
It could like, have a correlation between, like, why she's connected to the locusts or something, because like I guess maybe her mom was pregnant with her. Well, we already know the shit with her mom. Maybe she was really. I don't fucking know how that could work. Well, I could fit it. I can make it work. That's all right. me Coalition.
New podcast series coming out. Our Gears of War theories.
But it'd be good. It'd be good to get some sort of word on that. And I feel like we probably would get a trailer. It'd be good to get that. It'd be good to get some more information on Kingdom Hearts 4. Hopefully, what do you think? Do you think that they should make four of these Final Fantasy games or just three?
It's gonna. You talking about seven?
Yeah,
I prefer. I mean, I think we'd all prefer three. But if they're gonna try to like shorten it or not make
the disc.
I was about to say, if they're going to try to make it, you know, shortened or make it not as good, then just go ahead and do four.
Well, we'll see. At this point, Rebirth has an issue of going into the open world, because that's basically what happens after you get to out of Midgar. So,
well, they also redone the story just about completely and added new characters.
Yeah, I know about that. Basically, they almost did the Evangelion thing, James, where it's like,
yeah, I know.
This story connects to the other story, but it's just, I don't know, like a dream or a nightmare or something like that, which I'm interested in seeing how that plays out.
What are y'all going to do if Aeris doesn't die?
I'm cool with it. Okay, I think everybody, right. I think initially everybody would be okay with that. That's one of those things that, you know, I didn't like when she died. I don't think anybody really liked when she died. It was just
see the sword go through her chest.
Yeah. It especially pissed people off because, like, you don't already put so much into the character. You didn't got a special weapon and everything, and then she dies.
Yep.
BRB, fellas.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think there's a good few things coming up with it. Movie wise, I don't fucking know. I kind of have. I know they got the next Scream movies coming out, which is crazy because usually it takes them like 10 years to come out one of those. But since Jenna Ortega is like the it girl of Hollywood right now, I guess she'll have to carry this.
Still haven't watched Wednesday.
I have no intentions of watching it. Like anytime TikTok and everyone's like, this is the best movie ever. I'm like, yeah, fine. Sure.
Yeah, fuck it.
Like, so, I like the Addams Family, but I have no interest in just watching Wednesday do the Riverdale supernatural thing.
So what you think music-wise? Think there's going to be some good music this year, or?
I don't know. I'm probably going to do the same thing I did last year, just listen to obscure, semi-obscure music. Like, whatever the fuck my Spotify spits out.
You know, I'm always on the hunt for music, so.
Ice Nine Kills released, I think, a trailer for some of this stuff, and I listened to it today, and it sounded pretty good.
They release the music video for Welcome to Hollywood, finally.
Killing it. I saw that.
I haven't yet to watch it, but.
That was some blood. That man was just murdering everybody.
Well, yeah, that was a big issue when they were trying to release it. Because of how graphic it was, so they had to go back and censor a lot of it.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm probably gonna listen a lot more to the music. That's about it. Like, when it comes to music and stuff, I'm fairly random about that shit.
Well, we do know that we probably won't hear nothing from Drake this year. That's just like singles.
Yeah, he'll do what he always does. He'll back away for a little bit, kind of get on people's songs, completely take their songs over. That's about it. We may hear something from Kanye. That he's like, you know, back outside the freaking public eye. They probably got him on his meds and in the damn psych ward somewhere. He may be like, I'm sorry, everybody. Here's my latest song.
He's probably just like, I'm getting broke. I got to make a song.
Uh-huh.
Kim's killing me in child support. Poor Kanye. Yeah, like some of the bands I was looking forward to, they came out this year with their music, like Wet End Destruction. See Space Cowboy came out this year with theirs as well. Wage War came out 2 years ago, so maybe they'll put out something this year. Fit for a King released something last year. I don't know, man. I bet Shane could fill us in.
I don't know. He's probably. Man, you know, NBA Youngboy got that.
I did listen to The Weeknd's new album.
Some other one. All right. I know he's been doing like the 80s thing for a good bit. Like,
oh, it is. It's very fucking.
I think the last two albums has been like that. But people are saying his stuff is great.
It is very synthy, like it is, like, yeah. I don't really like the first half of the album,
mm-hmm.
when he gets to the end, it's just like, is there someone else? Starry eyes, even angels are terrifying. Don't break my heart. Fuck, I can't think of the other song. I heard you married with Wayne's on that one. And then it just like the two ending songs. Yeah, they're, like, they're all pretty good. Like those, I like that happen at the ass end of the album.
Yeah, see, I think he's almost trying to get on like some Michael Jackson type crap.
He kind of sings. Yeah, he's kind of got that vibe going with it.
Yeah,
he's got that whole entire synth wave going, and it sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, I'm with it too. It sounded pretty good. Yeah, I mean, listen to that. Let me pull my iTunes, a little Apple Music, and see what I've been listening to. No, fuck you, Chelsea Grin. Nothing good. Okay. I do know a band that I was excited for. They just lost their lead singer. That was Crystal Lake.
They lost, will they die?
No, he just left the band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, God's dead. this just in. God's dead. No, I'm joking.
I do hope Falling Reverse does put out an album this year. I hope Bring Me the Horizon puts out an album this year as well.
Falling in Reverse is coming to Biloxi.
Oh, no. I don't think I'd go see them. I think I'd just rather listen to their music.
It's them, Hollywood Undead, and somebody else.
Hollywood Undead, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, they're still popping and killing it. A lot of people like their music.
I don't remember who else it was, but it's a pretty big tour. Pierce the Veil.
I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm you in with smoke.
Yo, that's so hard.
How much you want to bet tickets for that concert is probably like $50.
Bro, did you hear Metallica's tickets for their tour was like $7,000?
No way.
Why?
Yeah.
Are they doing like a small like theater?
You must only want like grown people who make
it. So what it is, I was watching a guy talk about this. Yeah, it comes with a package. You get to see them for two nights. You can bring each night, you can bring different guests, up to 8 different guests. They feed you, and then you got like 5 coolers of beer to drink from.
Okay.
I mean,
you get VIP privileges to the back to talk and hang out with them. You get any merch gift you want. You get anything signed you want.
So this isn't like, this is just a package that's available. This isn't like their cheapest ticket is $7,000 for their tour. Because, I mean, undoubtedly they're doing like arenas. So that would be like,
that would be crazy. That would
like 10,000 people just like fucking. That'd be crazy. But either way, that is insane. What kind of package deal is that? Do you imagine spending seven grand to go see and live more or less with your favorite band for like 2 days?
I'd be okay. We're not going.
Right. So like, good, man.
There's nobody I like that much.
With you, so. Like, I just listen to your music live and then go home.
I mean, in reality, I'd probably rather spend that kind of money to go do shit with my friends and family if I'm going to spend.
Because I feel like it's going to probably be an awkward situation. Like, what happens if, you know, you're hanging out with the dude? He's like, yeah, so we're bringing in these 16-year-old girls. And you're like, oh, shit. Man, come on.
I'm out, man.
It takes a hard turn.
Oh, man. Kirk, you're too old for this, bro. You're too old for this. Stop it, Kirk.
Man, party forever, bro. 1983.
Okay, big ass tour. Okay, it's fall.
These girls who came around because of Stranger Things, man. What am I supposed to do? I'm like, not this.
Papa Roach, Falling in Reverse, Hollywood Undead, and that other band that I said that I forgot already. But yeah, and
Pit I like the Roach.
Pit tickets are $236, all the way up to $413. But you could get balcony seats for $71, which is the highest spot in the Coliseum. The cheapest ticket is cheapest tickets are $71.
Yeah, it's one reason why me and Sam didn't go see one of the reasons why we didn't go see Ice Nine Kills 2 years ago is because tickets were like $100.
Yeah, that's just a lot of money, dude.
I would have paid it though. I really want to see them live.
I mean,
I feel like they'll spray everybody with blood.
I'd
like
be down with time. It. I would be down with it because they kept. Because
I'm like, yo, why are you coming? I'm like, I like the music.
Well, when they come out dressed like the characters and stuff, and they interact with the crowd and stuff, and I'm just like, I'm down.
They're very dramatic.
We paid.
That's a theater geek in you, James, popping out. Like, yeah, man. They're like, what theater production were you involved in? You just sit there like, oh, High School Musical. I just pop up out of nowhere. He was in High School Musical.
He was.
That's and they're like, we like High School Musical. And I just walk off. I'm like, I tried to pick on him. This would be
like our next album is based on High School Musical.
Just horrible.
I feel like that's going to be one of those things that's going to start resurfacing within the next few years. It was going to be like, we all thought it was stupid in the beginning, but we loved it now.
Yeah, it always turns out that way. I'm just waiting. I can't wait to live out the resurgence of like when people try to say like, fucking Nickelback's an awesome band, bro. I don't even know what you're talking about. Like one day.
Man, you know, as much as I talk about Nickelback, they do have some decent songs.
They do.
Okay.
They do have some pretty sick
music. You can't use someday.
Come on. Yeah, okay, yeah, they do have some decent songs.
Yeah, okay. Even
just pricks.
They're new, yeah, I mean, allegedly.
But see, the thing is, it's like, all right, how many other bands do we give the pass to for being pricks? Like, why is it that they can be pricks and we don't like it, but any other band being as pricks, we're like, oh, it's all right.
Exactly, it doesn't
even. Like, wasn't that Asking Alexandria's whole thing?
Licking chocolate starfish, dude.
Okay, but you gotta understand. Actually, Alexander was British, so
what? That's not an excuse.
Dude, there's always an excuse. I mean,
they're British. We don't expect British people to act like that.
Well, what it is they were British and they were bringing it back, like the classic rock like styles. So everybody gave them a pass for being, you know, rock stars.
Yeah,
Nickelback was like, we never stopped, and they were like, we don't care.
Rock stars and rappers are not held to the moral clause.
Unless it's Nickelback.
Unless it's Nickelback or Scott Staff for being a drunk.
Is he still a drunk?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably.
Or, you know, you're Machine Gun Kelly, then we hold you up to be the biggest fucking douche ever.
Yeah. Fucking make some of the.
We do.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, we love him because he's hot.
Yeah.
I don't know how true that is. Actually.
Meet you now or love you later. One or the other.
I'm telling you, they're going to find out that him and old girl is like cutting each other and drinking each other's blood and stuff. And see, it's cool now. Everyone's all right with the aesthetic. But, you know, 5 years down the line when someone dies, they're going to be like, oh, my God, this is so terrible.
I can't believe
y'all were just making TikTok videos about them cutting each other. What are you talking about? Why is this a surprise?
What you saying?
We thought it was cool at the time.
I was just saying, like, we're going to be like, yeah, why were we so complacent with this? In the conservative future of tomorrow, everyone's going to be like, Machine Gun Kelly is a wizard. Burn him at the stake.
Oh, what? Burn him in the freaking Hogwarts video game. But we're going to go back to the late 90s, huh? It's killing the Christian children. I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to bring back the progressive stuff. Bring it back. Bring it back and forward. I'm gay now.
So, screw it. What games came up under, like, I mean, obviously we didn't all play a shitload of different games last year, but what games do you think, even the ones you played or ones you didn't play that turned up underwhelming? Like, overall, like, games that you just kind of heard last year that weren't, like, what people would have wanted them to be or what they expected them to be. I had put down one of them because apparently Pokemon and Saints Row were two that were, and Arkham Knights, actually, that were all apparently underwhelming.
Personal experience with Pokemon. Nintendo shouldn't have released it when they released it, but the game overall was not that bad.
Yeah, it's Pokemon. If you like it, you like it.
Yeah, I don't think they missed out on any money because people who are dedicated fans are people who are going to play those games anyway. They're going to spend the money on them. Big Belly Tony, my coworker, he was saying that they got it, but he said that, you know, he said him and his girl both got it. They got a new Switch just so they could both play it at the same time. And he said it was a good game, but it was
that's not, legit one of those games. Is like, that's a friend of mine to be talking about shit like that. He's like, I just want a game to show me and my, I just want a girlfriend to play Animal Crossing with. That sounds like that's one of those types of
Melvin?
Yeah. Who?
Is it Melvin?
God damn. I ain't gonna say no name.
Cause I see him post that shit all the time on Facebook.
Like, why is it always that one? Why is it always Animal Crossing?
I don't know.
You can play it by yourself.
Melvin, if you're listening, we love you, man. And if you're not listening, why the fuck aren't you listening?
I mean, I have nothing against him, but it's just like,
I think that's cool.
He gets.
Me and my
that's
girl.
That's all I'm going to say about it. I was quite shocked.
Me and my girl don't walk around and play video games together.
You just start crying. your wife walks past you.
We just like
playing Animal Crossing. And she's like, it's so much better without you.
It's so much better without you.
No, dude. Shit. We got to have Brittany on here one day to talk about her taste in video games.
Oh, I know she about that damn Zelda.
She be kind of. You know, she romanticizes the idea. She hadn't beat Breath of the Wild yet.
Mm. And yes, she got on to me about not beating Ocarina of Time. See that?
I got her that.
Oh, folks, I had a false stepping.
I got her that Switch. She's a great mother, and I love her. She's an amazing wife. She's trying to put my son to bed right now as we speak. So
no, we ain't talking about none of that. I witness this. She is. She's a great wife. She's a great mother.
I'm covering my bases.
This is about games, boy.
But
about real stuff.
Got her Animal Crossing for the Switch. She ain't play. She don't give a shit about that. You know, she wants to come here and play Black Ops 2 with these hackers. She'd be on Black Ops 2. We bought it for $14 on the store and shit. Anytime she sits down and plays the Xbox, that's what she plays. I try to put her on Apex. She's like, I don't want this shit. I want that classic shit. She get on Black Ops and just mob. And she either is murdering folks or getting murdered by hackers. And it's amazing. She said she got on here and had a conversation with some 14-year-olds. I'm like, you're a mom? And he's like, hell yeah, I am. You little pricks.
Bitch.
But and I got her Bayonetta too. I was thinking about buying Bayonetta 3 because it looks ridiculous, but the other ones were ridiculous and kind of fun too. So
I told you you should get the Devil May Cry games.
Yeah. But yeah, sorry, I don't know where I was.
I haven't really.
In other words, my wife don't give a damn about that shit. We don't.
Had any underwhelming. Because well, me and her were talking about the anime thing, and she was like, "I kind of get it." I was like, "Yeah, yeah." We both had that conversation. I was like, yeah, I'm with you. But I don't know. I mean, like, when it comes to underworld video games, I don't really play a lot of shit. Like, if I hear that it's bad or if I think it's bad, I ain't even gonna fucking touch it.
Yeah. I mentioned Elden Ring earlier, and, you know, I talked about it on here that I started playing it, and like, man, I just don't know that. It sucks that, like, I can't get with the times, but I just games like that are just not for me. I've got to stop pretending that they are.
That's what I'm saying. The marketing was wrong for it because it tried to get to a casual group of people, and you're a casual gamer, you really ain't gonna play it. If you've never touched a From Software game before a day in your life, it's probably not gonna be for you.
Sure.
I know some people who've gotten into it.
I have seen so many short videos on YouTube here lately of people talking about Elden Ring, and like, yeah, man, I never played Dark Souls or Bloodborne or Sekiro or any other From Software game, but hey, I played Elden Ring and I fucking love that shit. I'm gonna go back and play the other ones now.
That's cool. That's awesome though. Like, I think that's great for those people, but like, I have too much fun playing the other games that I have. I play more games now than I have in the past.
You just a bitch. You can't play it. I got you.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, we're doing that troll shit. Because I get it. This is from someone who's actually played the freaking Bloodborne games and stuff. It's like, to me, it's a lot of time to burn into something that you're not really gonna get much from. Games with stories in it. It's like, I swear to God, I want to watch Bad Beta tell me about some lore for 15 hours.
But in the same breath, though, it's cool, though. Like, I don't have it. I think it's great that a game like that could be as popular as it was, because if nothing else, I do love and respect the idea of, like, those kind of games and RPGs in general, which, I mean, to whatever degree that is an RPG.
Yeah, it's got a level up system. It's an RPG. Yeah.
Okay, sweet, yeah.
Anything by that standard is an RPG.
Not necessarily. Not every game has a level-up system like that.
Everything has a level-up system.
If there's any game where you got to go in, you got to put your own attributes into it.
Horizon Zero Dawn is a goddamn RPG.
Hey, listen, I'm just going to be honest. I mean, it's not necessarily the same, but I used to argue this with people, like, just to get a rile out of them. Grand Theft Auto is an RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a role-playing game.
It's a role-playing game. So yeah. In reality, I mean, Madden is technically a
RPG. Anything that has a stat system in this day and age is fucking is an RPG.
And what's the point in playing a game if it doesn't have a way that you can make your character better?
No, I'll be completely okay with it. I think it's a gimmick. It's a gimmick that's being initiated in way too many fucking video games.
You're
that's,
probably
that's just not thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm just non-cautiously shitting that into the wind, saying, what's the point in playing the game?
Because I think Xenoblade Chronicles 3 should have won Best RPG. That's just me.
What won it? What won Best RPG then?
Oh. Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
What else was nominated? I mean,
Elden Ring got it. Elden Ring pulled Last of Us, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just to be expected, bro. That's just to be expected.
Oh, I think it's one of those things where it's like the game, whoever was over the thing this year was like, okay, we know we fucked up with Last of Us 2, so let's sit up here and try to make these weeboos online. Well, these, you know, these weirdos online get
themselves. No, because when Sekiro came out, it won Best RPG and Game of the Year as well.
I had to. Yeah, that's
why I hate the Sekiro. Like, dude, I like Sekiro. I like it, but I hate I hate it at the same time.
Just bitch.
That game is fucking hard as shit. I've only beaten it once and I'm never touching that game again.
It's a parry system.
I
like games with parry systems. I like games that have like complex fucking like movesets and stuff because it looks cool. I don't like crap. It's like, if I roll over here while this dude does a 5,000 count combo and all I do is hit him in the shins and it works. Like, I get it.
Then why are you playing? Why are you playing Dark Souls? Every boss just about could be parried.
Because you can do is roll and slap around and then stab them in the back.
I just told you you could just parry every just about 90% of enemies you can parry.
But can I do a combo?
Yeah.
A cool looking combo. Yes. I played the games.
You can.
I know what they look like.
You can.
Dark Souls. Go ahead, Shane.
I was just going to say Elden Ring. you can do some pretty cool shit on there. I mean, it's a fun game.
But can you do as cool as shit as the bosses?
Yeah. You can get boss weapons and you can imitate their attacks.
But how long does that take?
I was about to say, it's hard as fuck. It's like, to me, it's
if it don't play like Ninja Gaiden, I ain't trying to hear it.
That is Ninja Gaiden.
So basically, you kill the boss, you take their soul, and you go to this guy, and he'll make a weapon for you.
Yeah, well, I got to go through all that. I don't know. I just have cool combos or unlock the combos as I play the game?
I don't know, because that's their take on it.
Like other games.
Different strokes for different folks, Sander.
Okay, so you like Elden Ring now?
I was about to say, come
that's what I was thinking myself.
You got to 12 hours and 20 minutes and never touched it again.
I mean, I can do this 2v1. I'm straight. I'm here all night for it, bro. I'll roll with y'all.
You're like, I will not fold.
Shane be switching sides.
I'm about to say, don't make me call backup up in here. Don't make me call some backup.
Oh my gosh, the game is definitely not that good. I'd fold, so I switched sides with Alex so quick. I was just like,
it is. It just depends on what you like as a gamer. Like, if you like more flashy combat,
which I do.
If you like
good flashy, easy,
way more deep story. I guess like story that you don't have to like read this. Every person talks like they're from the British, and they all talk so. It's cool. Like, it's a thing. But it's like, after a while, to me, it's a meme. I swear to God, the next Armored Core game is just like this, yo. What? But anyway. I kind of like Bloodborne. I want to play Sekiro too. But outside of that, yeah, it's not. Shane, if you've never really played it, it ain't going to be your thing. Like, it's just not. Some other people really enjoyed it. Some people didn't. Some people who've been fans of all the series didn't like it. So,
yeah,
it's a toss up.
Yeah, when I first played it and beat it, I really didn't like Elden Ring. It was when I second played through that, I really started enjoying it. It's just too much of an open world aspect for me.
Yeah.
And Xander, you didn't get in on that God of War action last year.
Nope, and that's probably the one I want to play the most.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that they have games like that, though. Like, God of War is a game that's a good franchise that's still, you know, shining. And then you've
that's
got
a, that's a damn good game. Like
Elden Ring. Probably, obviously, much, much bigger than the previous installments from that, or from, if you will, so it's cool to see that those two games excel. I do kind of hate the fact that, like, it seems like that's all we're going to remember from last year, 10 years from now, when it comes to
video. Was a cat game, sure.
That's true.
I'm kind of like, Shane, what's that?
I didn't play it.
But I didn't play it either.
I'm telling you, they put the trailer out, and then like 10 minutes later, they dropped the game, and then like minutes later, it's game of the year for several categories.
Yeah, I just know I saw the beginning of it where one of the cat drops off, and everybody's like, we're going to cry.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like stuff like that makes me not want to play it, because it just feels like it's one of those games where it's trying to like, oh, you're stressed because the cat is a cute cat, and the cat's going to die. It's like,
sure.
Like, if I wanted to watch that, I can watch any childhood TV show or movie about dogs when they always die.
Dude, if I just want to cry from it, I'm just going to go watch Fox and the Hound, all right?
Yeah, I'm just going to watch Milo and Otis and think about how 50 little puppies had to die.
Are we going to be friends, Topper? I was like, he can't. He can't because he's a dog. He's a fox. But your friendship is over because you're grown.
Dumbass.
That shit was deep. That's what I'm saying. They've already checked all the balances with this stuff. But I get it. It'd be fun to play. I mean, just to see what it is, though.
So I pick it up on Steam. We stream it.
Huh?
I pick it up on stream and we steam it.
The cat game?
I pick it up on Steam and we stream it, right?
No. Because what happens if it gets sad, dude? What are we going to do, cut off?
What if the cat does die at the end?
No, bro. It's me and you. Me and you going to make some fucking stupid-ass joke and we're going to laugh through the whole entire game.
And they cut that bitch off and they look at each other and tearing up. Can't nobody know.
kind of like how we've been just goofing off with fucking Metal Gear.
Shane comes in.
No, I'm just behind y'all jacking off.
What? Like, hey man, I've been crying this whole time, but I don't want people to know, so I'm jacking off instead. It works for me.
It works. I'm
like, bro, you gotta get that. Hey, no. You can do something else. You don't have to beat off.
He's got a dead cat in his head as well.
Oh no.
I was gonna say, okay, yeah, it'd be crazy enough. It's like, yeah, Shane, we don't really care about that, but why are you doing this behind
us? Why do you have this cat that y'all just got? I killed it and I'm beating off.
I'm just thinking of like, why would it be impulsive for me to just start wanking it behind you guys?
Like, I've done this before. I've witnessed this in my
eyes. God, yes, I've seen this before several times.
Beat off, but you did like, I was like, why are you doing this?
I'm
like,
being 30 versus 30 versus 13 or 17 is a little different, I think. I was like, now I just,
dude, I'm just trying to play Halo. You can put your dick up.
Like, now I just do it on the dog food aisle of Walmart.
I'm like, bro, get arrested already. I'm calling the cops.
Like, I haven't been to jail in a while. Here's a new charge.
I've never done this.
Never done this one before.
We're gonna get rid of you.
Want to do that? Because you go to jail for that.
Yeah, that's a problem.
They're gonna have fun with you.
Yeah, there ain't no coming back.
Hey guys, we're gonna get ready to wrap this up.
You gonna come back with Shanae? You gonna be Shane no more?
Shanae. So next week we're going to take Nirvana versus Foo Fighters into the pit. Choose your side now.
Yo. I don't know who's going to defend Nirvana at this point.
Alex?
Foo Fighters.
God damn it. I can't defend Nirvana.
I haven't listened to enough of Nirvana. I mean, I know it's not a lot to listen to, but still.
Like, I can name off. Somebody who doesn't even listen to Foo Fighters that much can name off like 8 hits from Foo Fighters. I can name 3 from Nirvana.
All right. I need to know this now. Choose a side. My Chemical Romance versus The Used.
Oh, I actually like The Used.
The Used had more than one album too.
Mm-hmm. It just depends on, I think, your musical taste on that one. Because I would say My Chemical Romance had a lot of good hits, and they were a lot of like well-structured songs.
You could do
Fall. Just kind of back and forth, but at the same time,
we did Fall Out Boy already.
In a way, they kind of were like the Fall Out Boy. Like I would say, The Used is a little bit more obscure in comparison to My Chemical Romance, but they made really good songs too. So I don't know. That's all. That's a good one to go for then, James.
Have we done Fall Out Boy on any of these yet?
Yeah, we did Fall Out Boy versus Panic at the Disco with Jason.
Oh, that's and Steve. Right.
And I learned the term Baroque Pop.
We just did that not too long ago. I was about to say, bro, you think Fall Out Boy versus Foo Fighters would be crazy?
Foo Fighters.
I don't know about that.
You love Fall Out Boy. We know this.
Yeah, but Foo Fighters and Fall Out Boy are kind of the same, are they not?
No. Not in any sort of way.
Dave Grohl played in Nirvana. Outside of that, who cares? I mean, they got some hits, but Fall Out Boy's got just as many hits.
You know what? I'll be thinking on this throughout the fucking week who we're going to throw into the pit.
Have we done Linkin Park against anybody yet?
No.
See?
You know what? We might just throw a video game in there.
Yeah, let's jump to video games or something. We've been doing music a lot.
We've done Assassin's Creed versus GTA.
Damn, we haven't done a video game in a long time.
Yeah.
All right, I got it. Mario versus Zelda. We'll just keep it old school.
Ooh. Oh, dude.
Ooh.
That's tough.
It is tough.
You're going to lose some friends over that one.
I'm cool with this.
Might lose some fans over that one.
Cool with that too.
Yeah, fuck them.
Maybe I'll get fired from my job as well.
Let's go.
Wouldn't that be some bull crap? So Cody told me you have a very specific type of video game that you like over Mario. I don't like it. You're fired.
I was like, all right, cool. I'm walking the fuck out now.
Out of all of this, this is it. This was the thing.
I'm joking. Yeah, we'll probably do well, I'll come up with it over the weekend. We'll talk about it.
Hell yeah. Sounds good.
All right, guys. We're getting out of here. Y'all be good. And remember, what do you always say, Shane, before we leave?
Chocolate starfish?
When the lightning strikes, the thunder goes boom all night. Do you wish someone would hold you tight to show you the light? The rain pours down, or does it drown out the tears? Or have you learned to face your fears? Oh, come on, dear, not to be afraid of what is said. So let's seek comfort in each other. Don't tell me there's another. My heart would break apart. As the storm rages, clutch me tight, show me the fears. I'll wipe away the tears. My arms are a safe place. Nothing will hurt you, cause I'll protect you. Let me handle it now, wipe away those tears. I'll erase those fears. You can sleep in comfort, you can sleep in peace. Not worrying about a damn thing. So let me hold you tight, show you the light.